This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Holy cow, we've made it to Friday. We've got new banners in the studio.
Well,
Max got a banner. We got a banner. We got a new door screen.
Spectre had a full day yesterday.
Man.
Actually had something to do around here. He was hanging banners, huh?
That was a long 10 minutes.
I got the banners hung. I'm going to go to lunch and maybe not come back.
And leave my light on in my office.
That's right. I don't think that's him. I'm going to be honest with you. I believe that is Sterling.
Why is he going into his office?
He goes offices at night around there and like updates the computers and stuff like that constantly.
And he can't turn the light off?
Doesn't turn the light off now. I believe it is Sterling because I do believe Spectre is at least one who doesn't waste energy.
I'm not
in that situation.
So I got a five. This is back in my day. I got a $5 allowance. If we had like little, like small, minute things that we did that were annoying, we got docked a dollar.
Like what were minute things and small things that you guys were annoyed by?
I was an outdoor kid.
Yeah.
If I left the door cracked or open in the summertime or in wintertime, dollar fine.
Yeah, because we don't live in a barn here, man. We're not cooling the outside.
Oh, it does. Every day my mom, the air's on.
Yep. I'm not paying to cool the neighborhood.
Yeah. Leaving the light on.
Yeah. I'm not the electric company.
Oh, yeah. We got docked for that.
Yeah.
And then if you missed your chores.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, one time I don't think I got an allowance for like two straight weeks.
Well, good.
And then I learned.
Yeah,
and
then
I was
learn.
You know what? This sucks. My sister's like building up her bank account. My Bart Simpson bank where you pulled the head off and there's like a little slit in his back neck that you put the dollar bills in.
Yeah.
Was empty.
Oh, you got paid cash back in the day,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
A lot different now. You just put a deposit in their bank account and they spend it on Uber Eats that night and it's done for the month.
Well, that's clean. You know, no money tracking.
No, there's no.
And if they catch you, break your phone and step on it like Walter White. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. That's what you have to do. Bust your phone in half. How do I break my phone in half?
Right.
It's one piece. Yeah. Back in the day,
man.
It used to be too.
So like, and like, that's one thing that like irritates me to this day.
Seeing lights on.
Well, I mean, it's just like, it's very simple.
It is. It's
there's
very
a
easy.
Switch on your way out.
Right.
Just hit it.
You better have a child before it's too late here, because you're getting grumpy and you're not 40.
Especially like, oh, I will go in there and turn it off during commercial break.
I usually do. Today, I just didn't, though, because none of the computers were working properly around here. I couldn't print anything.
And especially if it's not your office and you shouldn't be in there.
Well, maybe he does have to update. He's like, he updates the computers, like make sure they're running around. It's his job, right?
Okay.
He goes around the building, makes sure everything's working right and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, turn off the light. I
kind of want to pull Larry David.
Yeah.
Because you know how I do my laps.
Mm-hmm.
I know where his office is.
Right.
I'm like, hey, man, how you doing? Happy Friday. Oh, good. Dusty, how are you doing? You like to leave lights on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what? Do you tend to like to leave lights on in the building? I don't know what you're talking about. Well, It's real simple. You turn it on, just a little flick.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you today? Curb your enthusiasm.
That's right.
100%.
Yeah, my friend Paul texted me last night, accidental text on purpose. I go, to who? He goes, no, I'm just watching the episode right now.
Of course.
And I've thought about doing that a lot recently, you know, the accidental text on purpose and whatnot, and seeing if it really does work. Sometimes it may, sometimes it may not, but still something worth trying. But no, I mean, yeah, turn the lights off when you're in a room, man.
I watched two episodes. I saw the accidental racism episode.
Yeah.
He's like walking into the building. Black guy walks by his car, decides to
lock the car. Yes.
Wanda Sykes is right
Wanda
there.
Wanda Sykes gets so mad. It's awesome. Yeah.
And then the other one was he gets his car, but he's mad because the mechanic said it's going to take a while. So then he pretends that he's on the spectrum with Asperger's.
Right.
He's like, yeah, I just don't make eye contact. I say things. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. He goes, sorry. He's like, your car will be ready tomorrow. He's like, tomorrow.
Yeah. He's such an ass.
He's the worst person in the world.
He really is. And that's why I love the episode of Seinfeld at the end, the finale that everybody gets so mad about, because you realize for 8 years you've been rooting for the biggest jerks on earth.
Yes.
I mean, and you don't realize it when you're in the moment.
It's like Breaking Bad, but a little bit more morbid.
Yeah.
I love this guy. And then you're like, dude, this guy ran over people, threatened his wife.
So what you're saying is Breaking Bad is the dramatic version of Seinfeld?
Yeah. Breaking Bad is basically if Costanza found meth. And turned into a serious drama actor.
Yeah, and what would Kramer be? Who would he be in that one?
Tuco. Okay. No, he'd be one of the goons. He'd be Badger or...
Badger,
Kramer's definitely hanging out with Pinkman.
And who's Pinkman in Seinfeld then? Newman is Pinkman. Yeah. Okay, who's Jerry then? If Walter White is George Costanza, who would Jerry be at that point in time?
I feel like Jerry might be Gus. Kind of professional, doesn't think he's bad, tries to come across as businessman, comedian, I'm not that bad.
What about Mike? Who's Mike?
Mike. Would that be, I got a grievance with you people?
Steinbrenner?
Yeah. No, not George's dad.
Oh, George's dad.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't think so because Mike gets things done. Mike fixes things, you know, Mike takes care of business.
Just let me die in peace, Walter.
Yeah.
I feel like yesterday was perfect. For many, many reasons. Weather-wise, perfect.
Great
that was California yesterday.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
81 to 83, depending on what time of day you got outside. Good breeze. I slept with the windows open.
Did you last night?
Oh,
yeah,
100%.
I think we had a window open last night, too.
I took an Allegra before. And then just let the breeze come in. Full-ass moon.
Mm-hmm.
Was not up to see the harvest blood moon.
I missed that,
but
I guess.
But there was a little bit of a dip in it this morning driving into work. And then you had... the first real day, I think, of March Madness.
Yeah, yesterday it kind of hit for me a little
bit.
Okay,
yeah, because you watched the double overtime Dayton.
DePaul and Creighton. Yeah, Dayton, that would be Dayton, though. DePaul and Creighton combined is Dayton. I do like that, right? It was kind of my first, dip into the waters of March Madness. But I will say this, and I texted you guys this, and I firmly believe this. The tournament isn't college basketball. It's its own entity. And it's just fun to watch. Like, for me, people will say, you're not a college basketball fan. How do you enjoy this? How do you watch this? Because these guys are playing for everything, right? This is what matters in sports, in my opinion. When you get these kind of moments that mean everything and you're actually playing for something,
right,
as opposed to a Tuesday in May, you know, where you're not really playing for anything.
For sure.
But these games are for everything. And you see the level of play. You see these guys give it their all. And that's a lot of fun. And that's why, for me, last night, that Creighton DePaul game or the Dayton game was just outstanding because it just kept going and going and going. And you're like, just don't end. Just keep this thing going. And it goes in the double overtime and Creighton finds a way, who only scored 19 points in the first half of that game, to come back and they win that game in double overtime. And that was a lot of fun. I'm like, all right, March is now officially here, man. It's officially time, you know?
I will say, because yesterday you had, because I don't know, it's like every, of course, it's like obvious, like this is why we love this time of the season and all the sports. Like, this is why when playoff baseball starts, it's like, oh, this is its own entity. When the, you know, NFL playoffs start, you're like, okay, now, you know, now we've got everything
it's
we
different.
Need.
Yep.
Call Sterling and let him know that the radio signal's down, by the way, FYI. He's tell him to turn the light off on his way in. But then you look at, March Madness, right? Or what I consider this now March Madness, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday into it. Mm-hmm. And then once you've had your appetizer, it's like, you know, it's kind of like Ben Maller was perfect when he said this. He goes, Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll wait till he gets done with the serious stuff.
Okay.
And so it's like Ben Maller said, we'll all be experts. Because what do?
Right.
We watch our local tournaments with our local teams, and we watch it, and we're like, man, that Arizona team's really good.
Yeah, that kid can play that you never heard of.
Yeah, and then you're like, man, I watched that SEC tournament. Don't sleep on Florida, man.
Right,
you're like, you watch two games.
That's right.
And here we are. Mm-hmm. And then it's, to me, in my opinion, I think Selection Sunday is one of the most mundane TV things you'll ever do that gets you to a point of excitement where you're like, oh, okay. And then you like to see all the blowhards be like, well, this team got screwed. This team got screwed.
You didn't get screwed.
You get a little bit of like a tease of like the walk-in games.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, a week from yesterday, you're boom.
Yeah, and you're done.
And you're right back into it. And it's turned up the knob a little bit more.
Yeah, so, no, it's been fun. No, I'm with you. Like my wife said yesterday, because these play-in games? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Play-in games? We're in the middle of these conference tournaments. Yeah. We haven't even had Selection Sunday yet, Jen. Like, these are not play-in games. I don't know. Yeah. But they kind of are. I mean, when you think about it, like, some of these teams, these are play-in games. You know, you win a couple of games in your conference tournament, like, you know, the University of Texas winning yesterday. Now they're making things difficult.
Over
Texas A&M, right? Like, they may be the 14th SEC team to make it in to the NCAA tournament, and that lies why we need expansion for this tournament. You're going to take 14 SEC teams in a 68-team tournament. I mean, that's what we're looking at right now. So that's why you need to expand this thing and grow this thing, because when you bring 14 SEC teams, there's a couple of others that are going to be left out that maybe do belong in at the end of the day. So ipso facto, you expand the tournament, it's not that big a deal, right? Everybody will get over it and everybody will be fine, you know, with an expanded tournament of eight teams, because it allows more teams in, keeps the big boys happy, and boom, we're on with life. But, you know, watching it yesterday, you know, you look at those kids and you're like, all right, I know you're getting these NILs, but some of these kids are still out there busting their ass, and you like to see that too, man. You really do. And so yesterday was fun. Texas in that double overtime game. We saw the Creighton DePaul game go to double overtime. Kansas was eliminated last night, you know, by Arizona. And so
Missouri won.
Missouri found a way to win, and, you know, they were down for a while.
The Mississippi State. Florida.
Yeah. I mean, Missouri, can they play defense? I mean, because they're going to need to on Thursday if they want to get past Thursday.
Welcome to Missouri basketball.
Right.
I can walk you through it for a second. Yeah. They don't play defense.
Right.
They're led by Tamar Bates and Cooper Flagg.
No, Cooper Flagg we'll get to, because that's a huge injury, man. That
Caleb
sucks.
Caleb Grill, 25-year-old, 6-year senior. That's the guy that, how the hell?
Yeah, fit? Right. Like, yeah, that's the Wichita kid who went to Iowa State and then Missouri.
Played at Miege over here.
Yeah,
as well.
Did he get their cash?
Yeah, exactly.
Cash
went to Duke, came here. Mizzou's got offensive firepower. But they don't play defense.
But that's the recipe for such an early tournament exit, you know?
Or they're the team that when they play a team that is more superior than them and they don't go away because they have offense, that team, like, also, to if so facto, like, if Mizzou is the team that lives and dies by the offense.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
They play a team that's maybe slugging, you know, kind of struggling around the court. All of a sudden, they look at the scoreboard like, all right, Mizzou's kind of cooking us right now. We're down by 10, and there's 12 minutes left. We got to get going. Mm-hmm. And then if Mizzou stays hot. But the other thing, too, is if Mizzou's not hitting. Now, yesterday, Caleb Grill wasn't a factor. And, you know, Tamar Bates was great. And they, you know, that's what they were doing. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, this is where we're at. You know, now we get to be experts. Now we do all
this.
We're
all experts on this. Nobody watches games all year long. That bracket comes out. You're like, well, no, I really think that 6 Indiana team is going to beat that 14 seeded, you know, whoever. Yeah. Or I mean, I know Indiana's not going to be a 6 seed. They're looking for a new coach. But
so,
you get what I mean.
When this team doesn't play on the road, they're actually a home team because they're playing right outside of Nashville.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, Mort, thank you.
Did that come in on the text line just now?
No, nothing's on the text line because our signal's down. Hello.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.